And of course, we're counting down to Independence Day on the 18th of April. Zimbabwe turns 40, so it's Zim at 40. And we're celebrating 40 years, hashtag proud to be Zimbabwean.
You're listening to the best radio stations around. You're listening to
Power FM.
Power FM.
On the 18th of April, Zimbabwe celebrates 40 years of independence. We pay tribute to the gallant sons and daughters of the soil who sacrificed their blood for the liberation of Zimbabwe. We are inspired by this great sacrifice to defend the integrity and sovereignty of Zimbabwe. Let us be united for the attainment of Vision 2030 and the achievement of an upper middle class income economy. Happy independence, Zimbabwe.
Hi, my name is Nephew Kudzai Maguta. I want to say happy 40th birthday to Zimbabwe on the 18th of April 2020. I was also born on the 18th of April 1984. I'm now 36 years old.
Stay 10 minutes before the news at exactly 9 o'clock right here on Power FM Zimbabwe and Classic 263. Coronavirus, it is there, it is deadly. We need to stay home and stay safe. But we just want to understand in terms of the insights into business and a whole lot of other issues. So on the line, I've got Mr. Patson Gasuda all the way from South Africa to talk to us right here on radio. Good morning, Mr. Gasuda. How are you?
Hi, Snase. I'm well. And you?
I'm doing great. How is South Africa?
South Africa is pretty calm. There's just pockets here and there where people seem to be in denial. But basically, it's locked down.
It's locked down. So, Mr. Gasuda, you're so much into a lot of research around the world. We want to understand when it comes to issues to do with the COVID-19, do you think people have actually now taken or grasped the seriousness of the COVID-19?
Yes. You know, we're busy trying to structure some research with government and some businesses in Zimbabwe. So we'll know for sure after that research. But from the feedback, informal feedback we're getting, yes, definitely people are taking coronavirus seriously. The difference is on action. Although people, they know about it, people are not sure about what action to take when they suspect that they might be affected or they've got symptoms. In some cases, people simply can't do anything because of their circumstances. They may want to social distance, but their living conditions do not allow them.
Okay.
Or they may want to stay at home, but they live on a hand-to-mouth basis. You know, our economy in Zimbabwe is largely informal. Yeah, but taking it seriously, no doubt about it, I think people are.
Okay. Mr. Gasuda, as researchers, what have you seen as an impact of COVID-19 when it comes to issues to do with business, people, and at the end of the day, are jobs safe?
Yes, I think this COVID-19 has caused everybody to self-introspect. People have really been forced to look at themselves critically. So from a business point of view, leaders have never been challenged the way they've been challenged now to really say, are they going to be able to weather the storm and keep their businesses to stay afloat? So they are really interrogating their leadership capabilities. When it comes to staff, obviously, there's a lot of fear. People have been forced, literally forced, to work from home. It is a fact that some people do not know what it is like to actually work from home, even if they want. And some of the employers themselves are just realizing that either they don't have enough staff or they've got too much staff. So there's fear of loss of employment. You can see these virtual offices require a lot of investment in technology, which many businesses do not have. And some are being forced to make arrangements to make sure they stay connected with their staff. Are jobs safe? You know what? If you ask me, no job should really be lost. because of COVID-19, unless, you know, those businesses were meant to die anyway, because entrepreneurship is about adapting, is about being nimble.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think leaders have got to really show that they have businesses that were meant to survive regardless of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Kasura, in terms of the researches that you do and some that you're currently doing when it comes to COVID-19, what are some of the behaviors or the lifestyle changes that you've seen among the consumer in terms of business?
Yeah, we yet to complete the research, but obviously we always in touch with people. So far what we have seen, and part of it has been caused by lockdown, which are measures imposed by governments across the world.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the behavior changes is obviously that people are now getting used to working from home.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the people are now getting used, like here in South Africa, eating out is a very common behavior. People have literally stopped going to restaurants, and for a change, people are enjoying warm-cooked food.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine what that does to those who are in the hotel and catering industry. You can imagine what that does to manufacturers of food products. Suddenly, people are enjoying warm-cooked food. There is also, we're seeing the onset of online buying.
Mm-hmm.
People are used to going to shopping centers with their families or shopping malls, as they are called in South Africa. But all of a sudden, we're seeing increasing numbers of people who are acquiring products online.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the desire, you know, to stay away from vulnerable places.
Mm-hmm.
The other behavior is simply on media consumption, especially social media consumption. This is the time when we're seeing people connecting more and more with their networks through social media platforms. And you can see you being in media itself.
Mm-hmm.
What that is going to do in terms of, you know, communication platforms, in terms of advertising platforms in this way.
Mm-hmm.
And for businesses, apart from what I alluded to, that leadership is interrogating themselves
mm-hmm.
into a business survival, and that they engage their staff. You know, we've seen businesses who are doing videos, where they send videos to their staff to motivate their staff, to really say to their staff, yes, there are challenges, but it's business as usual, because they fear. And there's also huge investment in technology. But
mm-hmm.
the element I wanted to add is many businesses have realized that this is the time to be online with your customers.
Mm-hmm.
Because customers are literally captured in their homes there. They are changing habits. They are changing lifestyles. They are even changing consumption patterns. And leading businesses are realizing that this is the time to be part of those conversations with this new customer, so that they understand the experiences, especially mm-hmm. the pain points, as customers try to engage these products and services. And from those pain points, obviously, businesses will be able to identify opportunities that
mm-hmm.
they can capitalize on, and at the end, you know, convert those into profitable opportunities for their businesses.
But you spoke about the moment where people are now supposed to engage a lot in when it comes to being online. Do you think even after this COVID-19 is gone, do you think the business community will appreciate when somebody says, today I'm working from home, I'm not coming to the workplace? Do you think it is something that we are seeing as something that will be growing up faster than we thought?
Yes, I think that is definitely going to grow. However, it will need a lot of support.
Mm-hmm.
And also, businesses have got to be very clear about how they measure productivity. It shouldn't be in terms of the hours that people put. Like, you know, in the conventional ways of working, people are expected to come to the office at 8
mm-hmm.
and leave at 4 or at 5 and work Monday to Friday, in some organizations even Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how businesses is engaging in productivity. But
mm-hmm.
in this day and age, what will be required is if a task takes 3 hours to do, and somebody completed within 3 hours on that day, that is how they should measure productivity in terms of what has been produced, and more importantly,